I could in public relations at his side, and we ought to be giving him some direction.
Yeah.
First of all, I think that he ought to see that good pictures are taken, showing a good deal of difficulty carrying people aboard and moving supplies, and showing what a difficult operation it is, and have one released for every morning and every afternoon almost, so we don't run out of problems. Two, I think that he ought to be kind of courting and sucking up to these fellows without their knowing it that are down there, so that he can say that we are neutral and give them the number of loaves of bread we distribute and the pounds of meat that we assemble and how we give it to both sides. Stress the socially conscious stuff.
Yeah.
So they can come out with that for world effects. Third, I think he ought to get the number of miles. How many miles would you say we have to cover? 20? 30? 40?
Oh, I would think between 20 and 30.
All right. Yeah, that ought to be some stress on that, so it doesn't look like it's just a bullying ourselves and trying to act powerful.
Right.
I have one or two other things here. What about this Dominican Navy request to watch Puerto Rico shipments? Are we trying to kind of seal off any incoming stuff?
Yes, we are, Mr. President. We have a patrol out there and are watching very carefully.
I sure hope we can seize something and make it dramatize it.
Yeah.
Have you given all of your people like the Canal Zone extra instructions on this Mayday stuff?
We have indeed. We did it yesterday and day before.
All right, now let me see what else I've got here. Is there any way in the world that you can whisper to Palmer for him to whisper to the sympathetic people there that while we are guarding the gate, that they ought to be trying to enlist friends and support and let some top men come to the surface, find some leadership there?
We can try that. I
wouldn't get deep into it, but I sure had him looking for it. Somebody's going to have to produce a leader down there.
Yeah, I think that Martin is a better conduit for that, but we'll get General Palmer doing it too.
Well, I think that Wesson doesn't have much to do now, and I think he could be pulling together his forces and bringing others into it and pepping up their morale and trying to. We're giving him a breathing spell to get in shape. If he folds, we got nothing. So we got to prop him up enough to where we can have a threat to the other side. If you don't, you're going
to
wind up here with
no bargaining power, nothing.
No bargaining power, and with Martin and Munoz and folks that you and I cannot depend on.
Yeah.
Munoz is all still crying, and the Martins and the really at heart, they don't mind these folks taking over. They don't mind their side killing them. They just don't want our side killing them.
Yeah.
That we have to. I would have Palmer trying to have this fella reorganize and get as efficient as he can, short of fighting anybody.
Yeah. Well, that we can definitely do. But whether we can.
If you don't, he's just going to sit on his ditty and do nothing and rely on the Marines.
That's right. He already started that last night when he withdrew his forces across that bridge and left us holding both ends of it.
If you tell him to call in his best leaders, give them a pep talk, and tell them they got to be in a position to bargain, they've got to have some strength, and he ought to really corral all of his forces and soup them up and consolidate them and concentrate them and make them look as good as he could every hour he's got. Now, do you anticipate any decisions today that are difficult?
No, not unless Wesson is weaker than we think he is, and I don't I don't anticipate any difficulties, Mr. President. The movement of these additional troops in will not start until about 4:30. We just made another check on it, 4:30 this afternoon, but I don't think anything is going to happen between now and 4:30, and after 4:30, we'll have such additional forces there that I don't believe anything serious could happen for a day or so.
How many people are we moving in?
Well, roughly 3,000 additional. We have roughly 3,000 there now, or 3,500, and we're about doubling the force. We have three battalions there now. We're moving in three more. We'll have six by tonight. Absolutely.
Now, then see that SAI gets that task force meeting regularly and functioning. I don't want that to be a paper organization.
I want
it to come up with some ideas and programs and plans, and particularly what kind of a trusteeship we have. I want them to be talking to Betancourt and some of these people. Because State is dead on it. You just have to, through him, second level, get this going.
I hope that Dean can be persuaded to stay here, Mr. President.
Well, I'm going to do my best. You heard me this morning.
I did indeed.
You understand. I hope you've got enough sense of humor. I don't believe you understand my kidding.
Oh, I do.
All right, I just...
understand it more than you think.
I use you sometimes to get over my point to others.
That doesn't bother me the slightest.
All right, okay.
Thanks.